Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Pitch to Sedan. He's swung on and driven high and deep into center field. It's at the track. It is at the wall. Off the wall. Romy's coming to third. The Red Sox are going to the playoffs. Sedan, say hello to October.
I want to thank you for the effort. I want to thank you for everything you guys have done. But we didn't come here to play only 162. We came here to win the World Series. Let's go.
That's what most of us heard Friday night as the Red Sox clinched their spot in the playoffs. At least one of us could watch it. Dan Ball was in the house at Fenway Park after our show and predicted the walk-off win, which we got. Our guy Rafaela again.
Unbelievable.
Everybody celebrated.
Set the scene. I didn't hear any firsthand account of like how like you were in the house for your Cooper Criswell game, the one that you obviously called.
Roman Anthony walk-off.
Gross. And Ted was in the house for... I think we have to surface audio of that. I think Stiz actually found audio of your infamous rant against Criswell post-trade deadline. Ted was in the house for the Rafaela pre-All-Star break home run, and you were there for the walk-off into the postseason. How was it?
It was incredible. First of all, thank you to Mike Thomas for the tickets last minute. Decided to stay after the show.
Oh, my!
Can you wipe
goodness.
Your nose?
Holy smokes!
You guys want to keep going? Go right ahead.
We want the baseball. You can do the other stuff on personal time. How was Fenway Park?
I don't really want to tell you anymore, but no, it was. I got to tell you though. I mean, the first five or six innings, very boring. The Red Sox were
flat, right?
Asleep at the wheel, and it kind of felt it in the park a little bit. Like the fans were ready to roll at the beginning, and the Red Sox showed up by not showing up at the beginning of the game, and so I was a little wary of how it was going, but slowly but surely, they clawed their way back, and there was kind of a feeling when Duran tied the game, oh, it's a matter of time before they win this at this point. Chapman comes in, electric as always, and it was bedlam. It was one of the coolest things I've witnessed in person, for sure.
And it was first, though, trending toward Rob Bradford. Oh, we're all going to be up at 1 a.m. waiting to see if the Astros can help the Red Sox clinch. And I'm so glad. It was like the polar opposite end of the spectrum of that. Instead of waiting and backing your way in, you did it your way, which is Friday night, the Fenway Greens, a walk-off, the crowd, the lights, the whole thing. Rafaela even has been in the mix for a lot of these. So I thought that was really cool and good for them. If you're going to be what I think they can be, which is could beat the Yankees, could beat the Blue Jays, and then who knows, you're playing with house money if you get to the ALCS.
Only one team in the American League, I think, honestly, should be considered. Two teams in the American League.
Say, that grew quickly.
Yep, it did. You're facing one of them now in the wild card. Yankees could go on a run because they've got the power. They could just hit enough home runs to muscle their way into an ALCS.
But
or the
do they
Series.
Have a Yoshida at Yankee Stadium?
My guy!
Yep, I can't wait till you disown him by Thursday. and also, got to give honest, the Mariners. Mariners are a good
Well, they're supposed to be good.
I know, they made two amazing trades, and they got the Dumpa.
If you asked me which team on paper I think I would pick, it should be the Mariners. Yeah, I think they're supposed to be the best baseball team, or maybe the least flawed baseball team. I think all three of the AL East teams that are in the mix here in this little love triangle that you're going to play in the postseason are extremely flawed baseball teams.
You can poke significant holes in all three of them, whether it's physical or mental, like the Blue Jays and the sky apparently not falling, according to their manager.
So what would be the oddest World Series? Like Mariners, Reds? Mariners, Padres? Like, what's the scorigami, Dan Ball, without having to look? Like, what is the scorigami of World Series combos? It would have to be like Padres, Mariners.
Yeah, I think the Reds are probably the team in the NL that you mentioned would be a team that is extremely unlikely, but they have Terry Francona on their side.
God, I love Terry.
And we know damn well what he can do to a young team to galvanize them. But Andy, I had a question for you. Last week when we were talking about who did you want the Red Sox to face, you were bullish on I want to see Toronto.
Yeah.
But you came into the show today being like, I think the Red Sox are going to win the series in the Bronx.
Yeah.
What changed?
Well, nothing changed. I would feel even better about the Red Sox if they were facing the Blue Jays.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I think, I mean, the Red Sox went 9-4 this year against the Yankees. You lost one series by really one game. And who won that one game, though? It was 2-1. Who won the one game?
Garrett Crochet.
Garrett Crochet. Gotcha. Is the right answer. Say it with an exclamation point, not a question mark.
Garrett Crochet.
So if you do that again, but kind of reverse it, you got Crochet on the mound for the first game. Boom. That changes everything. I don't trust the Yankees if I'm a Yankees fan. I think the Yankees want to lose, could screw it up.
94 win. You don't trust a 94 win team that's been playing really good baseball the last several weeks?
I do not. It's the playoffs. All it's right. A different season. They do not have the starters
they
we talked
Aaron
about.
Aaron Judge.
Yeah, they do have Aaron Judge. And what has Aaron Judge done against Garrett Crochet? 11 strikeouts and 15 at-bats, I believe. Ignore the others.
Have you missed the ones where he's hit the ball to the moon, Mars, and Medford?
But more likely is he strikes out.
Okay, but right, if he strikes out twice and he faces him three times, like we saw in that famous Friday night 2-1 game.
Yeah, but it's more than that. It's 11 out of 15.
Three strikeouts, and then he hit one literally across town.
Yes. Okay, you're probably not going to be – the key to that is solo home run.
Okay.
If he gives up a solo home run, you give yourself a puncher's chance. What you can't do, I told you, my worst case scenario, I think they are going to the ALCS. I think they're going to beat the Yankees. I think they're going to beat the Blue Jays. My worst case scenario, though, is ground ball to short. Story throws it away. Ah, now we got a runner on, and now Judge hits a two. If you start hitting those multiple home runs, that's how you lose. But shouldn't you feel really good about Garrett Crochet?
Oh, you should.
Okay.
You should, yes.
In a three-game series, I have the best pitcher in the series. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You have the best starter. You have the best. Actually, may I say this? You have the best starter and you have the best relievers.
Probably relievers, right.
Oh, Garrett Whitlock is.
That's a great point. So if I told you.
Untouchable.
You know those
right
things
now.
They like to do on like either pictures of an outline, like the shadow, and they try to tell if you these stats, who's this person? If
and
I just
they
told
reveal.
You,
yeah.
You have a baseball team that has by far the best starter in the series going game one.
We got a good
and
baseball
he's
team.
Followed up by the best setup guy and the best closer in the series. Any team, don't you go, oh, I like that team's chances.
You got a great game one.
Right? Yep.
But game one is all you need because then you just got to steal one.
That
and
is
it
not
is
how
baseball.
A series works, but I understand your point.
It's baseball.
See, the way you have to win multiple games, it's called a series.
And that's where I factor in Boone and the Yankees. I think they will tighten up. I think the home crowd will start to get that weird, like, squirrel. We just saw New Yorkers. They're a interesting crew at the Ryder Cup, correct? So you give them reason to want to boo, to be a little antsy, to have a little angst in their voices. They'll take it.
Okay. A text line thought and then a legitimate question. The text line thought, Yoshida's not going to play the first two games versus lefty starters. It's going to be Ref Snyder time.
Oh, come on.
To the table. Do you play? Dan Ball, Stiz Grimey, do you play?
Your best hitter, Yoshida?
Andy's favorite. I think you just got matching Yoshida jerseys for the family, right?
Yeah. Okay. Now I pull my pants up really high and tuck them in.
I've noticed, by the way, earlier, I saw you running. Your arms are really
tight. Can I do that?
Your arms are really tight to the body, too, Yoshida style. Do you play Yoshida or do you put in the legend of Ref Snyder?
You have to play Yoshida at this point. He's simply been too good for you not to. Now
he's been multi-hits virtually every game for like 12
but
days.
Max Fried is tough on lefty.
Screw Max Fried.
All right. Young
Yoshida's
man, that's enough.
Ready.
Young man, that's enough language out of you.
I think your name that you're looking for potentially sitting in game one is Abreu, though. I don't think he's back to full form, and I think he's a bat against a right-handed reliever that comes off the bench.
Okay, so we play the ref, and we also go with Yoshida, and then Abreu is available as it. Okay, nicely done, Dan Ball.
And this is where you get back to, Dan Ball, appreciate your input, but Alex Cora's input. Ted and I started it on Friday talking about Cora in the postseason might be your greatest strength, might be your best weapon, and might be the best weapon any team has, right? Like every Crochet, for example, he can only win you one game. Alex Cora can win you two. Alex Cora can win you three. If he's good, I'm not saying he definitely will. So cue the Alex Cora text line in the calls that he's overrated. What's he ever won without cheating? All these things that people love to throw at him. But I think this is an opportunity for you to see. I think Friday night. Did you think Alex Cora played to win and helped you win that game on Friday night?
Absolutely. I thought it was one of his best managed games of the year, if not in years.
That's funny. So he treated it like a playoff game. It felt like a playoff game, right? You were there.
Yeah, and they came from behind and won the game while not having their A stuff.
And he had his best game, or one of his best games.
That's correct.
Treating it like a playoff game in a playoff environment. That shows you what he is. So it's a little like we get frustrated with him. Oh, why doesn't he try to win this? Oh, Ramon Vasquez would have done this. Or Alex plays the long con. But when he's in that must-win situation, which he now is, every game is must-win. We agree with that too, right?
Yeah, every game must win.
You kind of want to need to win all those games, which is what gives birth to this question. When you face Aaron Judge, would you consider walking him?
It depends on the situation.
Okay, if there's no one on, base is empty, no one on, I'm not giving you a chance to beat me.
Depends on the situation, but I would absolutely consider it. That's where I would bow down to Alex Cora and his gut and his Bailey.
I hope it's on the table.
I always give myself an A, bro.
Wait, I do got to call him out for a minute here real quick. And we are awaiting here on WEEI Afternoons, Drake May. Or maybe Dan Ball's not waiting anymore.
I'm over it. We're talking socks.
Wait,
I'm
hold on. What happens if we get a full blow-off? Do we get free pizzas tomorrow?
We take back the red jacket. He's not a Patriots Hall of Famer if he blows us off for a full show.
Wow.
You're damn right.
Wow.
I had him in the hall at Patriot Place, and now he's out if he doesn't show up. But Alex Cora, the strength of Alex Cora, the postseason, like that can steal you a game. So I just gave you the scenario, right? Is it a very simple scenario? Crochet just does what Crochet do in game one, and then Alex Cora steals you game two with Bayo and whatever the hell else he wants to do with May or Toley or Harrison, however he figures it out. And what are you doing? You're packing your stuff and you're going to face the Blue Jays north of the border, right? Like, it's that simple. But I did want to say this micromanaging type thing, Dan Ball, you're a baseball guy.
I am.
How open are you to just walking Aaron Judge and not allowing one swing to ruin anything?
I wouldn't do it every time. It's situational.
Right,
I would have to see where we are in the game, where you are in your bullpen availability before I do it. He's also a career 205 hitter in the postseason. The guy that you should be worried about in this series is Giancarlo Stanton.
Walk Judge to get to Stanton. What's Stanton what's his career postseason average?
It's not good radio for me to just say better than Judge, so I'll get you a number in 30 seconds.
No, actually, but I appreciate that. Stiz, would you walk him?
Well, the issue there is... The issue there is you can think of right off the top of your head three or four guys that you're afraid of on the Yankees, right? Is that fair to say? Like, I don't know how many guys they're afraid of. Like, if you look at the Red Sox lineup, who are you afraid of right now? I know we're joking about my guy Yoshida and how good he is.
All right, I'll shoot you dead straight. Zero.
Yeah, zero. So
now Narvaez, maybe.
No, zero. You were right at zero. Stop talking.
Rafaela.
You look at their lineup. No. Judge, Stanton. Jazz Chisholm has had a good year. Isn't he 30-30? Yeah, I think he had a 30-30 year.
Over the span of his first 162 games with the Yankees, yeah.
So,
from last trade deadline to this
that's
year.
That's three guys right there. And now, he's a whack job. He could win you the series by being a whack job. He does crazy things. Like, we saw him get thrown out right in front of us at third base at Fenway Park a couple Fridays ago.
It was great.
Like, that could absolutely happen. But they have guys that you legitimately fear in the lineup. I can try to talk myself into Trevor Story. I can try to talk myself into Bregman, postseason Breggy, St. Bregman on the way, ain't Yankee Stadium, ain't seen nothing yet but St. Bregman, all of that. But I'm kind of selling it the way I'm kind of selling Yoshida. So I'm excited for this series. That's the one thing I will say. Also, I believe I should tell everyone, I believe we will be preempted tomorrow. We'll have a shortened, abbreviated WEEI Afternoons with a 6:08 start. Pre-game should be around 5:08, so we'll be off the air a little bit after 5 o'clock. Yes, Dan Ball?
The biggest news related to that as well. 6:08 first pitch, the booth, Will Fleming, Will Middlebrooks, and Loomer Logan.
Literally just took it right out of my mouth.
Oh,
I was going to say, let the audience know they are getting a super booth. Super booth.
Should have put it back in your mouth. A super booth I am looking forward to. Please don't say that ever again. A radio booth I am looking forward to. Also, just for me being the selfish guy, these 6:08 starts don't work great for the commute, but they work great for not having to stay up late. That's a nice start time. Remember the old days you'd watch a playoff baseball game that would start at like 8:19 and you're like, this is going to end at 2 in the morning.
You're up first. Guess Alex Bregman's postseason career batting average.
287.
Dan Ball?
It's lower. I think it's 240.
238.
Yeah, that doesn't worry me.
That doesn't?
Postseason to me is not as much about high batting average as high situational success. Clutch
hits.
Let's
see. He also happens to have 19 ding-dongs, 54 ribeyes in 99 games.
Yeah.
It's a lot. He's played almost.
He's productive.
More than a half season of postseason baseball.
That's where I get, like, Judge doesn't, you bring up Judge's average for me. That doesn't alarm me. I don't think averages are huge in postseason baseball. I think it's more about, clutch hitting, RBIs, home runs, things of that nature, and coming up big when it is most needed. 617-779-7937. Are you excited about the Red Sox? Of course you're excited. What am I asking? Red Sox, Yankees, postseason, return to the postseason.
Is it going to be fun?
Obviously, you're absolutely excited here. On WEEI Afternoons, we are awaiting the arrival of Drake May for his weekly interview. I don't know that we have him yet, so we're going to take a quick break and await Drake May here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Well, I think it's big stuff. Obviously, 100 mile an hour, the cutter slot sweeper change, you know. But then, you know, his size and deception that he creates. If you threw a silhouette up there, there's no confusing who it is, you know. But I think with also having great stuff, there's really good deception in there that, you know, allows that place stuff to really play, and then the ability to put the ball where he wants. Obviously he gets a lot of chase too, but you know, the ability to first and foremost be able to be a strike thrower with that stuff, with that deception, puts him in a pretty good place.
Yankees manager and frequent ejection Aaron Boone, that would be a good bet in this series. One of the managers get ejected? A lot of ejections over the course of this season for both of these managers. Maybe take the over, the 0.5 over in that. Time now here on WEEI Afternoons for our league leaders and who's circling the drains, presented by Drains by James. Drains by James is Eastern Mass's, Mass's leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at drainsbyjames.com. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes. Drake May is among the league leaders in completion percentage, in passing yards, and in passer rating in the top five. Right now, he's circling the drains in terms of my patience because I've been waiting an hour and a half for him to call this damn program on a Patriots Monday. I was told he'd call at 3:15, and it's now coming up on 5 o'clock, and we still haven't spoken with him. By the way, when we speak to him, it'll be Football Talk, and Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount+. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah, he's a huge part. Yeah, it's a huge weapon.
Can we just air that for 20 minutes and pretend he called and wash our hands of the whole situation?
I mean, it'll get the point across.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yeah.
Drake, you running a little late today?
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Good Lord.
It would be sweet, Drake, if you joined us.
Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937, talking a little Red Sox-Yankees, Yankee Stadium. Yoshida going to be the king of New York, going to hit a bomb. Anyway, Ted in San Diego, what's up?
Hey, Andy and Fitzy. So look, when you talk about that embarrassment of a ballpark in New York, I mean, that right field fence, I believe, is shorter than it is at Williamsport where they played a Little League World Series.
Might not be wrong.
So when you talk about all these guys you're fearing in the Yankees lineup, I mean, to pop up to right field, you got to wonder, is that going to go out of the park or not? So I discount all of the statistics that those Yankees hitters have because, to me, it's a borderline Little League ballpark. And all those left-handed hitters would do nothing at Fenway, and they're hitting tape measure home runs that barely would make it to the warning track at Fenway.
Thanks for the call, Ted. Appreciate the call.
Well, our lefties that would hit home runs like a Duran, like a Yoshida, like an Abreu, et cetera, would benefit from the short porch just the same way that the Bellingers and the Chisholms of the world would.
Yeah, so they're both playing on the same field. Yeah. And I'm hoping that's like part of my little vision here with Yoshida is think about going into the offseason. If you're the New York Yankees, you're Aaron Judge, you're Aaron Boone, you're, you know, Hal Steinbrenner and Susan Waldman and all these people. And you get sent packing because Yoshida hits a home run in your little Cracker Jack ballpark. Like what helps you sometimes come back to bite you in the ass, I think there would be some poetic justice, poetic sports justice in that. That's why I want my guy Yoshida to get the job done.
I hope Narvaez and Whitlock play integral key roles in the dismantling and defeat of the New York Yankees.
Oh, yeah, you're big on that storyline.
Yeah, I love former
embedded,
Yankees.
Sleeping with the enemy.
I love former Yankees getting back at him.
Okay, I'm all for that. Whatever the little scenario is, if it involves the Red Sox advancing and going
now
to
I
Toronto.
I got people tweeting at me and texting me, where's Drake May? What the hell?
If I knew, I'd put him on the air and I'd talk to him.
Call someone.
Maybe his phone's not working. That's a very believable excuse for him.
Yeah, that'll hold up in a court of law.
617-779-7937. Let's clean up. We talked about Bill Belichick earlier. He was in the area scouting on the bye weekend for the University of North Carolina. He was at Tabor Academy. I think he was at Belmont Hill. So Dave in Fall River has a comment on Belichick. What's up, Dave?
So when I was down south, these guys didn't really like the Patriots or Bill Belichick too much. So I can't see any of these southern families down there sending any of their little cash cow babies to go make some money with Bill Belichick trying to get in the NFL. I don't know how that would work out.
All right, thanks for the call, Dave. Interesting. I think if Bill Belichick called with NIL money that's over $20 million a year now or whatever the hell it is, I think that even if they hated the Patriots growing up or their parents didn't like the Patriots growing up, that's the other thing. It's been a while. Some of these kids aren't, you know, they're starting to age out of the Patriot dynasty a little bit here. It's the back end of the Patriot dynasty.
There's no, is there anyone left on the roster that won a Super Bowl? I don't believe so.
Not Cardona.
He's with Miami, which is weird.
Yeah.
I don't think there is. By the way, text line doing their job. 603, you guys, you're relying on a 23-year-old to be on time to something.
No, I'm relying on his quote-unquote people, handlers, the people that organize these things.
Maybe he needs to get paid $600 million, like Andy said, after he gets fit for his wrench.
You know what happens when you don't know why something, like, you know, the parent thing? Where's my kid? Dead in a ditch? Like, immediately the parent goes dead in a ditch. That's what happens. Like, so do you want to get creative real quick here? Why is Drake May, what's your most creative reason Drake May hasn't called in the 2 hours he was supposed to call us?
Fell asleep.
That's not very creative. Stiz is more creative than that. Stiz, what's your most creative reason why Drake May hasn't called when he was scheduled to call at 3:15? Okay, Stiz.
Oh.
You got to turn the microphone on.
I got fell down a YouTube wormhole of UFO videos.
Yeah, I could see that.
Stiz is so afraid to say whatever is actually on the top of his mind and his tongue right now. Dan Ball, where is he?
He is riding in Ted Johnson's sidecar on his motorcycle somewhere without cell service.
And that's a good, safe, cute one. I was just, you know, maybe he was watching Alex Cora and Garrett Crochet's press conferences and got all Red Sox wrapped up postseason baseball.
He has journalistic aspirations, and he was at Celtics Media Day.
Oh, that's
good just
too.
Ended.
And Jalen Brown was late. It ran late. He had to get
And now
JB.
He's interviewing Bill Nye the Science Guy, who apparently was there with him.
And he's looking into how Tatum came back so quickly from a torn Achilles. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it could be 5. Well, it's definitely going to be 5 o'clock. It could be The Drive. It could be Drake May. I don't know what the hell it's going to be, but stick around. It'll be fun. Talk to you soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.